Hello and welcome to Editor's Picks, a special daily podcast brought to you by Nalin Mehta, the managing editor of Money Control. This is a specially curated podcast that brings together the best of the day's exclusives from the stock markets, from the corporate world, and the wider political economy from Money Control's 360-degree coverage. This voice has been generated using AI technology based on a voice clone of Money Control's managing editor, Nalin Mehta.
The sell-off in the Indian markets is beginning to alter India's standing in global market cap rankings. Ravindra Sonwane writes that, for the first time in many years, no Indian company figures among the world's top 100 listed firms by market capitalization. Last year, India had three companies in that elite club. Even within the broader top 500, India's representation has steadily slipped from 15 companies at the start of 2025 to just 9. Wealth tech firm Groves Promoters and Promoter Group have sold a combined 0.23% stake worth 250 to 260 crore rupees over the past few days, report Chandra R, Shrikant and Anand J. The proceeds from the sale of these shares are likely to be deployed towards startup investments and philanthropic initiatives. Promoters, including founders Lalit Keshre, Harsh Jain, Ishan Bansal and Neeraj Singh, hold a 27.4% stake in Grow, the highest such holding in new economy companies. The strain of AI-led disruption is becoming visible inside India's tech sector. After Tata Consultancy Services rolled out lower-than-average salary hikes, Infosys has now cut bonus payouts for the March quarter, reports Reshab Shaw. The average bonus payout stood at around 70%, lower than the roughly 85% in the preceding December quarter. BMW, India President and CEO Hardeep Singh Barar told Varun Singha that the German carmaker plans to continue increasing car prices through the rest of the year as the weakening rupee and rising costs continue to impact margins. India is increasingly looking outward for both capital and strategic partnerships. Ishan Gera writes that Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to Norway could unlock larger sovereign fund flows into India. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh's ongoing visit to South Korea may deepen defence cooperation across naval platforms, missiles, and air defence systems. While Singh's visit to Vietnam is expected to draw attention to India's BrahMos missile system, Ishan writes, Vietnam offers a wider opportunity for our defence exports. 2 years after Salesforce co-founder and CEO Mark Benioff said the company would no longer hire as many engineers, the picture is quite different in India. Salesforce's Indian workforce has grown from 2,500 in 2020 to more than 17,000 employees. In an interview with Debangana Ghosh, Salesforce South Asia President and CEO Arundhati Bhattacharya said AI is taking over coding work that once required humans, but argues the technology is ultimately enhancing roles rather than replacing them. As West Bengal's newly elected government prepares for a shift in welfare priorities, Ishan Gera reports that the state could save more than 1,300 crore rupees in FY27 by discontinuing religion-linked welfare schemes, including support for imams, muezzins, priests, Hajj-related infrastructure and Durga Puja committees, freeing up funds for infrastructure, education and broader social welfare spending. The churn in the edtech sector is continuing as well. Chandra Shrikant and Tushar Goenka report that Sumit Jain, chief executive of Unacademy's test preparation business, is stepping down from his full-time operating role ahead of the company's proposed merger with UpGrad. Proposed changes to the Companies Act have unsettled accountants. Pavan Brugula and Meghna Mittal report that auditors are worried about amendments that could expand the powers of the National Financial Reporting Authority while limiting recourse to civil courts. Industry executives fear the changes could make it difficult for auditors facing NFRA proceedings to obtain court stays. And finally, on Ruskin Bond's 92nd birthday, read this extract from the ace writer's book, The Ghosts of Indian Small Towns, where the veteran writer reflects on his lifelong fascination with the Indian railways and its wider meanings in the palimpsest of India.
That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedback or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.